want to thank KBLR and Ryan for putting on this show this afternoon in memory of Posty. Few things touch us as deeply as the loss of a child. I met Posty a long time back over on another board and invited him to join the island. His time on the island may have been brief, but he touched every soul on the island in a special way. At this moment, there are no words that can be spoken to heal the hurt that I'm certain each of us feels. The one thing that we can at least allow ourselves is to be thankful for all the young people that have joined and are a part of our board, and share in that life, share in the fact that as a family, we grow closer together, that not only in good times, but in bad. I know this is just a short message from the island, but I personally thank each and every one that has come out to be a part of this memorial this afternoon.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is DJ Ryan James, and you are listening to KBLR Radio. As many of you may already know, we did lose another member of our family this past week. Posty passed away after a lot of medical complications, but now he's with God, and he's at peace now, so we're going to just go ahead and do a little memorial for him like I did last week for Bam Bam. Be a little bit different. I don't have as much music to play. I have some of his favorite music as sent to me by his mom, dad, and his fiance, Ponyboy. Just gonna go through some of the words that people have sent, some encouraging words, or a little bit about Posty, and play some of the music he used to love to listen to, and go from there. I wanted to start off today with a poem that I actually found online. I think I've kind of found it to be quite appropriate to start off the show today. So it is called Lasting Peace. It was written in October of 2009 by Paul Coven. My heart is heavy. My legs have gone. My body served me well. No longer can I walk this land, the place I love and dwell. So take me all, carry me, and give me such a view, for in my mind I'll always have lasting thoughts of you. A cairn on the mountaintop, one that we both knew, will be my final resting place, reminding me of you. I want to see God's kindly eyes and hold his hand of love, for the love I shared with you on earth is all I'm guilty of. Lay my weary limbs to rest, and cover me with stones. Let the freshest air surround my naked flesh and bones. Then mark a plot beside me, dear. Score the earth to make a crease, and we'll be together evermore, finally at peace. As a lone piper plays a last lament, it carries through the glen. We lived our life as in a dream, and we'll do so once again. Then when God calls for your sweetest hand, he'll see your smiling face, and he will know that we have found our final resting place. I'm going to go ahead and play a song real quick, catch my breath. Thank you again for...
The horses still run, they are free. My body is merely the shell of my soul, but the flesh must be given its due. Like a pony that carries its rider back home, like an old friend who's tried and true. I had a vision of eagles and horses high on a hill in a race to the wind, going higher and higher, faster and faster. On eagles and horses I'm flying again. Eagles inhabit the heavenly heights. They know neither limit nor bound. They're the guardian angels of darkness and light. They see all and hear every sound. My spirit will never be broken nor caught, for the soul's a free flying thing, like an eagle that needs neither comfort nor thought. Up on glorious wings, I had a vision of eagles and horses high on a ridge in a race to win, going higher and higher, faster and faster. On eagles and horses I'm flying again, flying again. Shell of my soul, but the flesh must be given its due, like a pony that carries its master back home, like an old friend who's tried and been true. My spirit will never be broken nor caught, for the soul is a free-flying thing, like an eagle that needs neither comfort nor thought, to rise up on glorious wings. I had a vision of eagles and horses high on the wind in a race to win.
And that was Eagles and Horses by John Denver, dedicated from Wolf Runner to Posty. Alright, like I said, today's just going to be a little bit of talking about Posty and some of our feelings for him. I have a little bit of background information for those who really didn't know him, as I didn't. And this is actually some information that was composed by his mom and dad, who are listening in right now. Don't know what really to say to them, so let's just hope this show says enough. Posty was born in 98 to some professional ex-hippie naturists in their mid-40s. From an early age, he loved to ride horses, loved to swim, was a very good swimmer, and he also loved to watch football. Just after his 14th birthday, while taking part in a riding event, his horse shied and fell through a fence and landed heavily on top of him, fracturing his spine in 3 paces, leaving him as a quadriplegic. He spent almost 18 months in the hospital and in rehab before actually being able to go home. He was then accepted into a local secondary school where he met and fell in love with Pony Boy, who is also listening in with us today. Pony Boy was helping him to get dry and dressed after using the school pool. Postie said it was just lust at first sight. Part of the attraction was that although being 16, Pony Boy looked younger, and yeah. Postie was looking forward to success in his exams when he suffered a cardiac arrest in early December. Although he improved, he had to have a pacemaker fitted, which would restart his heart automatically should it stop. In recent days, Postie's condition deteriorated suddenly, and he suffered a serious stroke. His life support was withdrawn, and he died peacefully, holding hands with his fiancée, Pony Boy. And they say here that may he be received graciously by God. He had a lot of music. He had a love of music because of his parents, and a lot of country, a lot of oldies. I'm going to go ahead and play one that his parents and Pony Boy both all feel that was his most favorite track ever. They say that it seemed to comfort him in his last months, and that he would weep listening to it. So here is Kathleen Ferrier with What Is Life.
What is life to me without thee? What is left if thou art dead? What is life? Posty for being a friend to all of us here at Enchanted Island. We thank you for all your contributions to our board. And we pray for you. We pray for your family. And thank you for everything that you have contributed and to all the many good times we had together. Rest in peace, Posty. We love you.
And that was a few words from Scorpion to Posty and his family. All right, now I've got a few words from Ponyboy himself, the boyfriend slash fiance of Posty's. So here we go. Posty, you were the loveliest of all boys, and in the two short months since we met, you made me feel so loved and wanted. I knew I was so lucky to have found you. We fell in love immediately. I never knew I could feel so happy. I had seen you at school, but was too shy to even talk to you. I regret all that wasted time. You became my sun and moon, my reason to live, my best friend and my lover. I think I always knew that you wouldn't live a long life, but I wanted every minute I could with you, and we were going to get married this summer. You left me far too soon, but I'm not angry, for you fought so hard to live, and now that fight is over, and you are at rest. I so look forward to the day when we will meet again. My wait for that day may be decades away, but for you it will be just like a blink of an eye. Please wait for me, my darling, and I pray that God will be good to you. He goes on to say, God took you home, I don't know why, but someday in the by and by, beyond this world of tears and pain, my angel friend, I'll meet again. Goodbye, sweetheart, I love you so much, and sleep well, my lovely angel. Love and kisses, Ponyboy. Ponyboy also asked me to mention that that was all written with the help of his mom and dad, with the help and support of Posty's mom and dad, who are also listening in today, as I had mentioned before, and without whose love, he don't know how he would have ever managed these terrible days. Alrighty. I'm sorry I'm not very organized today, I'm also having a hard time keeping my composure. That's what happens with being who we are. We get emotional very easily. But here we go. We got another one here. Posty, my dear boy, we never got to talk, but I felt like I knew you. You knew you. You were a sweet, loving boy and will be missed and loved forever. Rest in God's arms, my friend. And that was sent by Bigfoot. Another one we have here. As we lay here crying, wondering why we are even trying when our friends around us keep on dying. We know we must keep striving because deep down we know they want us to keep trying and surviving and holding on to the memories of their time with us. And that was a short poem written by Dreamboy 10. I'm going to go ahead and play a couple songs that, again, I knew were sent to me that were couple of Posty's favorite songs. So here we go. We're gonna go ahead and start off with the Eagles with Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin. So brown, and I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around, 'cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down. And I found out a long time ago
this feeling I may know you as a lover and a friend. But this voice keeps whispering in my other ear, tells me I may never see you again. 'Cause I get a peaceful,
that was the Mamas and the Papas, 12:30, Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon. Again, that was, from what I was told, another favorite of Posties. Probably listened to a lot of music like that due to having older parents. I'm not saying much older, because my mother had me when she was 30 years old herself, so, you know, I have good taste in music as well. But, no, it's not about me. Wolf Runner posted in the Enchanted Island chat box, "This is to Posty's parents. You had an amazing child. He had brought something to this site that no other could bring. You should be very proud, because he was very strong, and he knew what he wanted out of life, and he had just that." Again, that was from Wolf Runner to Posty's parents. "I did not know Posty as well as some of you here. I mentored him when he first arrived. I never knew all of the physical limitations that Posty had to deal with on a daily basis, but they were many. Posty had moments when he could be short-tempered. Given all that he had to deal with in his short life, that can be easily forgiven and understood. Just think of all the times each day Posty was totally naked just so he could receive care. I think of how dehumanizing that can be. I think how much of his personal self-respect went swirling down the toilet bowl every time he had subjected to yet again another benevolent indignity. The wonder is that Posty could be fun, loving, and spontaneous at all given all the other issues he had to deal with every day. Posty is gone from us now. I like to think of Posty now with a body that functions like a well-oiled machine. I think of Posty finally happy and as normal in every way as any 16-year-old boy deserves to be. You are gone from our midst, Posty, but you are not forgotten. We all grew in mind and spirit for having known you. Your life, while short, was worth living. Rest in peace, Posty." And that was a few words sent in from John Wesley on Enchanted Island. I only have a few more things here to say, and then I'm going to go ahead and call it a show. I'm having a hard time keeping it together, so I don't want to keep going on for too long. So let's see here. "I was one of the first to get to know you, Posty, on Enchanted Island. I then found out that you were also a member of BLO. You came to mean a lot to me and touched me in a way few people do. Wise beyond your 16 years and truly insightful, you were a joy to converse with. A true friend and a true gentleman. There simply are no words to describe the hollow, empty void that you have left behind. Although you are at peace now, and just because you are free from your pain and suffering, does not stop us from selfishly wishing that you were back here with us again. Love you and think of you always. Timeliner." All right, I got one here.
And I'd like to say a few words about a few words about Posty. Posty, I'm sorry that we never got to communicate the way that we wanted to. Waiting for you when you were going to come home. And I know what you went through every day. It's not easy. But you're free now. You're at rest. And you can run, you can fly without the confines of that chair. I know what that means. And Pony, you are an exceptional young man to take on what it was that you took on. And I applaud you and I commend you for that. My love goes out to you, and I am here for you.
Knocked on his door last night. Should have been there. I waited till 6 p.m. Lord, I'm worrying again. Said he messed up something real bad. Whatever it is, I'll be there. But he's gone away, Lord, help me pray for him. Told him he's got to believe, there's a lot to believe in. Doesn't think he's good enough, says it doesn't matter much. Well, if I were walking in his shoes, for me, he'd know what to do. Oh, pray for him. Hope he's alright. Feels like he's all alone against the world tonight. Well, he's gone away, Lord, help me pray for him.
Tommy 7 and a daughter, Justine just turned 10, pinching every cent, laughing and loving and content. You would never think a couple years ago she almost let her job, her kids, her mind, her life go up in smoke. But right there on the edge, right before the fall, somebody said a prayer, somebody had some faith, somebody finally hit their knees and asked for help, for heaven's sake. Somebody finally found someone who really cared. Somebody said a prayer. 17, and his heart was broke. The middle of the night, a bottle full of pills and a goodbye note, sitting on his bed. But then he bowed his head. Now I see him every week, and every now and then he talks about that night and the peace that came over him. Talk about a sermon.
Can I get an amen? Up there with tears on his face, he said, look what happened, Lord. Somebody said a prayer. Somebody had some faith. Somebody finally hit their knees and asked for help, for heaven's sake. Somebody finally found someone who really cared. Somebody said a prayer. Somebody had some faith. Somebody finally hit their knees and asked for help, for heaven's sake. Somebody finally found someone who really cares. Somebody said a prayer. Can I get an amen?
Postie, we are saddened by your tragic passing. It is never easy to understand why someone so young can suffer so much and leave us so early. I think what we can take from your life is your fight to live, and be who you were. I will take the positive message from your life. Never give up. Always be dignified and accept your burdens without complaint, but with good spirit. Rest peaceful and look after your family, Ponyboy, and your EI friends, now you are in heaven. That is a few words from Smooth Boys. Sorry if I messed it up. The grammar isn't the best, but that's all right. We're going to be coming to your drawing here to a close here in a minute. I just have a few more words that I'd like to say. I actually found a poem online that I think is great for a closing to today's show, today's memorial. Read it, found it, sounded really good, and then I come to realize that this poem actually has a lot of very high significance for me, as it is actually the same poem that is on the prayer card for my father when he passed away. It was true for him. It rang true for him, and I believe it also rings true for Postie as well. Before I do say this, I'd like to also mention that anyone who is listening in, please join in the Enchanted Island chat box after the show is over for a special memorial service for Postie. Again, held in the shout box on Enchanted Island. So, here we go. I did not die. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints of snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn's rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. The message that I love about this is there is a time for grieving and there is time for you know, sadness and all that. But the reason why I'm closing with this today is because now that we have, for the last 45 minutes or so, got to do a little grieving and having some sadness, I think now we should go and start to celebrate the life of Posty, a wonderful young man that I unfortunately did not get the opportunity to get to know. I wish I could have, because from what I've read today and over the past week, he must have been an exceptional young man. So, with that in closing, I say we celebrate his life. And until we see you again, Posty, until we see you again.
It's been a long time without you, my friend. And I tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Yeah. Man, who knew all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'd be standing right here talking to you about another path. Yeah. I know we'd love to hit that road and laugh. Something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. Yeah. How could you not talk about family when family's all that we got? Sure. Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long time without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Was small, turns to a friendship turned to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost, And when brotherhood comes first, and that line will never be crossed, established it on our own, and that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How could we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side, and now you gon' be with me for the last ride. When I see you again, we've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Thank you again all for listening in, and have a good evening.